Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. Only a few hours to go until early voting ends here in New York. If you don't cast your ballot by 5 p.m., you'll have to wait until Election Day on Tuesday. The candidates for mayor are racing to the finish line, and it's a contest that's being closely watched around the nation.
With that New York mayoral race, more than 480,000 votes already cast, according to the City Board of Elections, and this is a massive increase from 2021. Democratic nominee Zohran Mamdani is the front runner there. He, former Governor Andrew Cuomo, and Republican candidate Curtis Sliwa are out this weekend making their final push. Now, affordability has been the key issue in this race to become the city's 111th mayor.
Correspondent Alex Presha polls show the race tightening, and Democratic nominee Zohran Mamdani tells his supporters this is no time to slow up.
Canvassers for Zohran Mamdani are pushing hard in Harlem, a final sprint to Election Day.
We all got a lot of work to do.
Volunteer Adeline Manzier says the fight feels personal.
So this is a chance to, you know, do something positive for this city.
Mamdani fired up his volunteers here at A. Philip Randolph Square, energizing them and reminding them what he stands for.
I will be the mayor that stands up for our sanctuary city policies, that stands up for every single New Yorker's right to live in this city.
Canvasser Kathleen O'Brien can't wait to hit the streets.
One, he's such an inspiring candidate.
She says turnout decides everything. Darius Ranzi is 1010 Wins at 92.3 FM in Harlem.
Now, the mayoral race has been closely watched all around the nation for what it might say about the future of the Democratic Party. And some party leaders have been slow to get behind Mamdani. He was only recently endorsed by House Minority Leader and New Yorker Hakeem Jeffries, who now seems to dismiss Mamdani as a future party leader.
The future of the Democratic Party is going to fall, as far as we're concerned, relative to the House Democratic Caucus and members who are doing a great work all across the country.
Jeffries appearing on CNN's State of the Union today. Former governor turned independent mayoral candidate Andrew Cuomo, meanwhile, hasn't given up calling on Republican contender Curtis Sliwa to drop out of the race.
He's not ready for prime time, and he is a spoiler in the race. The only thing he can do is make Mamdani a winner, because any vote for Curtis is a vote for Mamdani, period. There's no way Curtis could ever win.
Cuomo joining Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo today. The former governor's call for Sliwa to drop out continues to fall on the Republican contender's deaf ears, so to speak.
The final push continues on Brighton Beach's boardwalk. That's where we find mayoral candidate Curtis Sliwa joined by dozens of supporters.
Curtis!
Marching beside him.
Oh, I'm feeling great. Going 20 hours of a 24-hour a day. And we're not just going to the traditional areas of our support.
Now, polls show Sliwa trailing a bit behind in the race, but dropping out, not an option.
I don't run. I stay. I lead the fight.
And a message to folks that say he won't win.
I don't know how they know I can't win. Let the people decide. I win. I save the city. I lose, I stay, I fight for what I know is right, I improve, I don't move.
Amanda Alexander, 1010 wins on 92.3 FM in Brighton Beach.
Now again, early voting poll sites in the city close at 5 this afternoon, but no worries if you miss it, you can cast your ballot on Election Day on Tuesday. It's also the last day for early voting in New Jersey, where there's a hotly contested governor's race. Polls in Jersey will be open until 6. Both candidates are out today asking for votes. Democrat Mikey Sherrill was on ABC's This Week.
New Jersey's really representative of what's going on in America. We have a lot of middle-class voters who are looking at their costs go up year after year after year, and who felt as if nobody was hearing them. And so they decided to take a chance on a Trump administration because Trump promised to lower their costs.
Republican Jack Cittirelli was out and about today. He was on ABC's This Week. Both candidates are also out campaigning in person today. Cheryl stopping in Hudson, Camden, and Burlington counties, Cittirelli in Monmouth and Ocean. And on Long Island, voters have until 6 today to cast their ballots early for the next Nassau County executive, as well as the Suffolk District Attorney and Sheriff. So far, voter turnout has been higher in Nassau than Suffolk. Now, if you don't make it today, the final chance to vote there is on Tuesday as well. Well, tens of thousands of athletes are running around the five boroughs today. The 2025 TCS New York City Marathon still underway this afternoon. And while the world-class athletes have already wrapped it up, thousands of weekend warriors have a few hours left to go before they reach the finish line in Central Park. 1010 wins, catching up with excited runners at the starting line in Staten Island. And for many of them, it was about more than just the run.
Every one of these runners has a story. And if you needed a boost to get off the couch and start exercising yourself, listen to Natalie Hall from the UK. She is part of the marathon's team Inspire and said running has saved her life.
In physical ways and mental ways, I'm a stage 4 cancer patient. I've got stage 4 breast cancer in my bones and my liver, but movement is my medicine and it really keeps me going, and I love running, and I'm so excited to be in New York and the best marathon in the world.
And the New York crowds will make her feel like a celebrity. Marla Diamond, 1010 wins on 92.3 FM on Staten Island.
As for the winners, the men's division won by Benson Kipruto of Kenya, who edged his countrymate Alexander Matuso. Another Kenyan won the women's division, Helen Obiri. We have marathon-related road closures in every one of the five boroughs today, so stick with 1010 wins at 92.3 FM for traffic and transit on the ones. We will help you steer clear. The Southampton Town Police Department looking for a man who was reported missing by his girlfriend last night. She says he hasn't returned home since going kayaking with a friend in the Shinnecock Bay. Police say 27-year-old Shane Garcia's work van was found parked at the end of Shinnecock Avenue in Hampton Bays. Police searched the bay but have not found Garcia or his kayak. Anyone with information asked to call Southampton Town Police.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.